and enjoying the Boca weather. All our friends up in New York are enjoying their, or the ice now, all the snow. Our learning should be in Zchus Refuah Shleima, Daniel Ben Fruma B'Sol Shachol Yisrael. Just to start off a little bit with a little short vort, I guess, but I think it's going to very much connect to the main idea. You know, Klal Yisrael is a matan Torah this Shabbos. You say from Rav Tzadok, you already feel the Kedusha of Shavuos, the Parshat Shabbos Yisro, you feel the Kedusha of Matan Torah. He says that Bo is the first days of Pesach, B'Shach is the second days of Pesach, and Yisro, you feel the Kedusha of Shavuos. So the Pasuk says by Matan Torah, V'chol Am Rom Es HaKolos, Es HaLapidim, Es Kol HaShofar, Es Har HaAshen, Vayar Am, Vayanu, Vayamdu Meirachok. What happened? They were so shaken, they moved, and they stood from afar. So the Baal Turim had an unbelievable idea that I saw for the very first time. I saw a couple earlier beautiful Baal Turims earlier in the week that blew my mind. But this Baal Turim is unbelievable. It says the Baal Turim, Al Kain Misnanim B'Shas Limud Torah Lefisha Torah Nitna Be'ema Beratus V'Zeyah. We see at Klaisos and Matan Torah Vayanu means they moved. Says the Baal Turim, this is a hint for us. When you want to learn Torah, you should do a lot of shuckling. You should do a lot of moving around. It's an amazing idea. Because Klal Yisrael, they moved. So the Pasuk just says simply explanation, they moved. Baal Turim says, you want to know what you want when you ever learn Torah, you gotta move a little bit. So the Sefer called Olo Aryeh goes a little deeper and says, so what's the whole shot? Why do you have to move when you're learning? You know, some Hasidish guy, he's learning and davening. Says the Zohar. The Zohar says, we know the Pasuk says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Right, every single one of us has a candle of a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. That's our soul. It says if you want it, you want the soul to flicker when you get up at 6:58 and the minion's at 7:20. The end of the day, you're just moving around 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Walk into minion, you know your kavana, and this happens to me all the time. Your kavana is not even zero; it's negative. You're not like your body's there. You're putting your tefillin on. I'm in outer space. What happens when you start moving along? The candle's getting flickered a little bit inside. The candle's moving, being able to move around a little bit. And he says that's specifically why a person has to make sure when a person dies, when he learns, you have to try to shuckle. However, there's also the opposite side. And he quotes actually the Chutzker Rebbe, who says to do the opposite. When a person shuckles too much, you can't focus. So I think for every single person, we have to do your own subjective cheshbon nefesh. Is shuckling help you focus? Or shuckling not help you focus? They say a great story from Rav Moshe, and then we'll get to the topic for today. So Rav Moshe, I think it was Rav Moshe, that he got caught by the Russian army. It was before they moved from Europe. And what happened was Rav Moshe was so scared. When he got brought into the office, he didn't move. So thank God it was okay. He came to America, and they asked him like, you know, Rav Moshe, we noticed when you daven, you sit very still, like you don't move, you know what's pshat. So he said, like, I finally realized that the yira that I had, the fear that I had for this Russian officer when he brought me into the office, I kind of now I know what it means to stand in front of a king. You know what it means to stand in front of a king. So I think for every person, you know, definitely maybe a balance of the two, of you know making the you know us feel what it means to be able to daven. You know, the shakal, and to be able to make sure that the neshama is going. You know, sometimes you're sitting in a chair for 2 hours. I don't know how everyone here does it. Like, you know, you could be falling asleep, but when a person shakals, you get a little more into it, you get a little more active, and you get a little more into the inyan, which is going to connect a little bit to where we're going to go today. It keeps you going, right? So you're saying like physiologically, I guess. There's no heat there, so you're saying physiologically keeps the warm going. Beautiful, I love it. So the whole topic for today is gonna come from the Divrei Yisrael. The Divrei Yisrael was one of the Mazritzer Rebbe's. I highly, highly recommend it. I spoke to Ephraim Waxman. He was here a couple months ago. I said the Divrei Yisrael, you have to see this Vort Rebbe. He said, what are you talking about? Every Vort in the Divrei Yisrael is unbelievable. So most of the talk today is going to be based off the Mazritzer Rebbe. So we know if Vayishma Yisrael, Yisrael heard. So Rashi famously says from the Gemara in Zvachim and the Medrash, what did he hear about? He heard about Mechamas Amalek, he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechamas Amalek. So all the Mefarshim ask, and he also asks, what? Yitzias Mitzrayim, was it good enough for you, Tzadik? Yisrael, you had blood, you had 10 Makos, you had Makos Bechoros. You didn't come to join Klal Yisrael. Only once you heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechamas Amalek, Then you join the Jewish people. You see, Yisro was a good enough for you. I'm so sorry, Yisro. Yisro needed a Kriyas Yamsuf. Yisro needed a Mechamas Amalek for him to join the Jewish people. The question is why? Why specifically was, what was different about Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechamas Amalek that wasn't Yisro Mitzrayim? And Yisro was just a home. I'll be a firm guy at home, but I don't have to join you guys. Oh, but once Mechamas Amalek happened and Kriyas Yamsuf, I can't stay at home now. Now I got to be in the game. Now I got to join the Jewish people. Second question that the Majlis Rebbe asks: so why is it called Mechamas Amalek? And the pasuk says, "Asher karcha baderech," they happened upon them. We know that Shehikim of Neumus Olam, that he cooled them off. End of the day, where it's Mechama. Why Dafka is it called Mechama? Right, Chalisha Amalek, Vayachlos Yoshua Amalek. Yoshua weakened them. Why is it not called Mechama? Right, he's saying that it was a war with them. So, beautiful. Okay, so very good. He doesn't say that. But what he does say is an amazing thing. And this is going to be the whole vort for the, you know, we're getting before Purim. It's not Stam, that Yisro, Amalek, all the parshas of Amalek happened 30 days before Shoshim Yom Kodem Echad. You know, so just like we have to learn the halachas of Purim 30 days before, and the halachas of Pesach 30 days before, and the halachas of Shuas, it's not so many halachas of Shuas 30 days before, we also have to learn the ideas and the themes. We also have to learn the inyanim of Purim as well. So we're going to get to Purim at the end, hopefully. But he says an amazing thing. He says, you want to know what was different about Yisias Mitzrayim? Yisias Mitzrayim, it was all Kaddish Baruch Hu. It was all the Rabbana Shalom. Everything we had, everything came from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, when it came to Mechamas Amalek, being surrounded with the Tzaddikim, being surrounded with Moshe and Yoshua, right? It says, Vayaminu Bahashem, Uva Moshe Avdo. Says the Majlis Rebbe, why do you have to add in the words Uva Moshe Avdo? Because having a tzaddik, having a leader there, caused a tremendous, tremendous level of kedusha. That if you're at home, you're not getting that, right? It's like my Rabbi Simon likes to say all the time. He says nowadays you can listen to thousands of shiurim online, Layu Torah anytime. You can become a very big Talmid Chacham online. But if you're not in the shiur, you're not getting that experience. You're not getting that experience of growing together, of being connecting to role models and tzaddikim, Talmidei Chachamim. So Yisro heard about Yisias Mitzrayim, and he was very inspired. And he even wanted to say that Yisro was even starting doing tshuva already at home. But it wasn't good enough for him. Once he heard that there was a Moshe Rabbeinu who was able to be able to split the sea, not him, he was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being surrounded by someone who was able to be able to have a Mechamas Amalek. Right, we know that when Chazal say, when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were up, they were able to win, right? And the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us it doesn't mean his hands; it means their leif. It means that their hearts were directed to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is exactly what Yisro said. Hey, there's tzaddikim in their Talmidei Chachamim. There's tzaddikim in this generation who are able to help people inspire themselves. I can't sit at home now. Now I have to join the Jewish people. Now I just want to read inside just for one line. Perush Shama Kriyas Yamsuf. What does that mean that he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf? Hainu Milos Hamikariv Atzmo Olat Tzadik V'Davokalov. Right? He said, I have to now attach myself to the Tzadik. Sheros, we know the Medrash says, Sheros Ashivcha Bayam Ma Shalora Neviim. Or a different lashon in the Medrash of Ma Shalora Yichaskel Ben Buzi. Right? A maidservant at Yamsuf saw more than any other Navi or more than Yichaskel Ben Buzi. So he said, at the end of the day, if a maidservant, what he's saying here is that the maidservant didn't get that by herself. She got that because she was close to Moshe Rabbeinu. She got that because she was at Kriyas Yamsuf. At the end of the day, he says, "Umein zach solazet." How did she do that? Alidei hiskarvus el tzadik ador Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael. He says that that's exactly why Yisrael. He wanted to join because he wanted to be part of the Jewish people. He wanted to join and be able to be influenced by tzaddikim. Who's the antithesis of feeling close to tzaddikim, that there's no difference between me and you? That's Amalek. Right? Amalek says, right before Amalek attacked us, we know Chayas, they made us start doubting ourselves. Hayem, Hayesh, Hashem, Elikinam, Berkinam, Me'ayin, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu really here? And says the Medrash that Amalek is called a late taka, he's a laugher, Zeh Amalek, he's the one who's always making fun. Hamislosis min atzadik, v'cholik alav, v'osa meriva yimo. He says, oh, you think the Lubavitch Rebbe is special? You think Rav Shach is special because he knows so much Torah, because he gave you $2 and you had twins? By the way, that story happened to me. It's not for another time, not for me, but I'm one of the dollars. My parents, not for now. But at the end of the day, you think a tzaddik's not special? A tzaddik's very special. And when you attach yourself to Talmidei Chachamim, you yourself have the innate ability to also be able to grow. Just going a little further, we know Rabbi Nachman of Breslov had a very, very famous student named Rav Nosson. So I don't know so much, but I do know that when you attach yourself to a role model and to a true tzaddik, not someone who knows so much Torah and is playing into intellectual gymnastics, and he's learning Rav Chaim just to be able to show you how much his brain power is, to show you his 1600s. I'm talking about a true tzaddik, which I'm sure a lot of people have had relationships with different Rebbeim over your lifetimes, is that when you meet a tzaddik, when you hear a good shir, it's not only you see the galus in them, you also start to see the galus in yourself. You also see the tzaddik within yourself. And this is exactly what Rabbi Nachman taught his entire life, and he actually taught it to Rav Nosson. He writes in the Likutei Halacha, Hilchos Pikudim, hey, ki b'chol echad miYisrael, within every Jew, yesh nekuda tova shehu b'chinas tzaddik. Within every single Jew, every Jew has a point that is a tzaddik in himself. When a person attaches himself to a Moshe Rabbeinu, when a person attaches himself to a Rebbe, not only do you see the tzaddik within the person that you're hearing the Torah from, right? The Gemara in Chagiga that says, who should you hear Torah from? Someone who's a malach, right? Someone who's a malach. Not only do you see that he's a malach, you also start to see the malach within yourself. And I think that's a very, very apropos message, especially for nowadays. We know that a malik, famous gematria, malik is 240. What's the famous gematria from a malik? What the Kamonim say? Right, two weeks in a row, Gematria lovers, and Gematria hopefully will Makar of the Jews, for the Jews who aren't yet lovers. Gematria Amalek is 240, which is also Gematria Suffolk, to doubt. Amalek's always there to doubt ourselves. You think you're special, you saw what you did, you saw how the way you talked to your wife, you're going to go Dominus Shmonesa and Shuckle? Who are you? Amalek's always doubting ourselves. Amalek's always making you feel, hey, you think you're special, you're nothing. So that's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Mishnah says, Asei Lecha Rav. Right, you should make for yourself a Rebbe. So I forgot who says this. It might have been I think it was one of the Gerer Rebbe's. I'm not sure if it was the Chiddush HaRim or the Sfas Emes. He says, not only should you make yourself a Rebbe, but Asei Lecha Rav. Make you yourself your Rebbe. Look within the good within yourself to be able to find something good that you could call yourself a Rebbe. Not in a gaivetic way, in a self-confidence way. To make yourself feel that, no. Maybe I messed up yesterday. That shouldn't affect the way I'm acting today. I'm going to take it and I'm going to learn from it. What does a Malik say? Hey, You think you could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look what you did yesterday. That's exactly what the Yitzhahara. It makes you feel bad about yourself and depressed and sad and angry. You can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the exact opposite. Asei Lecha Rav. And what's the next? I think it's the Perek Aleph Mishnah, I think Tet Zayin. Right? What does it say? But no, different Mishnah. Asei Lecha Rav. But there's another Mishnah in the first Perek. Asei Lecha Rav. V'histalek min ha-safek. If you make for yourself a Rebbe, what happens now? And it sounds like it's two separate things. V'hitzach min ha-safek. You should also remove yourself from suffek. No. What does a vav do? It connects. It's a vav achibor. Ha-asei lecha rav. Once you connect yourself to a Rebbe, not only a Rebbe, but you see that you're a Rebbe also, that's what's going to happen. V'hitzach min ha-safek. You're going to start doubting yourself. Because you're going to start believing in yourself. You're going to start believing that you have shaykhs with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So I think this happens to be, I know when I was a high school Rebbe, now I teach middle school, but for high school kids, it's like the number one thing. It's like, wow, Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't care about me. You know what I did last night? He doesn't care. It's the number one devote of our generation, is to constantly believe that, no, we do have shaykhs with Kaddish Baruch Hu. A Malik wants to tell us, you don't believe. Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want anything to do with you. We have to believe firmly that Kaddish Baruch Hu does want to have shaykhs, and he does want to have a connection with us as well. Where do we see this in the Megillah? What's the Purim connection? So we see in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches, right? People think, Rabbi Mirzov's talking about Purim already. Purim is Yom Kippur, right? People think Yom Kippur is the biggest day. No, it's on the day like Purim, says the Arizal. Purim is the holiest day. So at the end of the day, we have to do a Chanas. Says the Pasuk says, Yom Haman Melech Achashverosh. Haman says to the Melech Achashverosh, Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzer Mefura. There's a nation that is sleeping, the Gemara says. The Janesu Mefuzah Mefura, they're scattered. The Gemara says that they don't have Achdus. Beina Amim Mechomadinos Machusecha, within all of your kingdom. V'daseim Shonos Mikol Am V'desai Amelach, and all their values and all their ideas, they're different from the king. Einam Osim LaMelach In Shovel Anichem. The king should have nothing to do with them. Avodas Yisrael, the Kuznetzer Magid, he one of the Tamidei from Rabbi the Noam Ali Melach, Rabbi Eli Melach of Lejans, says on this pasuk. That's the exact avoda of a malach of our generation. He constantly wants to berate the Jewish people. Constantly wants to be mekatrig and look how bad the Jews are. You think the Jewish people are good? You think you Jews are good? Haman says, you're nothing. You're a sleeping nation. You're doing nothing. Achashverosh, you should want to have nothing to do with them. Says the Avodas Yisrael, Kemo sheyesh b'kedusha tzadik, shemedaber im b'nei adam, divrechol. The same way when a person, when a tzaddik is just speaking to a person, just on divrei chol, he's speaking about, you know, how his students' jobs are doing, or how, you know, but the Super Bowl, the tochem rotzus abas ichudim dvekim laHashem Yishbarach, and he gives over dvekis and he gives over tremendous kedusha to his students. Ken zel umazeh asa alokim, right? The pasuk says in Koheles. This is a connected that. What is this connected that? The same way that tzaddik, every word that comes out of a rebbe of his mouth is such kedusha. Whether it could be divrei chol, it could be something talking about, you know, what's new at kosher marketplace. Okay, we could say that maybe that's kedusha also. It could be used for kedusha, but let's say something that's so chol. The same way that everything that comes out of a tzaddik's mouth that's so holy. The same way Haman's also using for bad. La'ora kitchik v'sipna al bnei Yisrael. Amalek could also use things be able to awaken bad things upon the Jewish people. But I think at the end of the day, it's the avodah of our generation. It's the avodah of Purim that every single Jew, no matter what we've done, no matter where we are, we could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Yisro said it right. Yisro said you could become a good big Talmid Chacham at home. That's why Yisro Mitzrayim, he stayed home. But once he heard about Kriyas Yamzuf, once he heard about Mechamas Amalek, where there were tzaddikim who were Poel Yeshuas who got involved and they were representatives of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then at the end of the day, I want to have shaykhus with them. Not because I want to be a tzaddik also. I want him to be megala. I want him to be the reveal, the tzaddik within me. That I should start feeling good about myself. That I should be able to grow every single minute and every single day. Just to be able to say the last word, because we have one more minute. We say in Ashrei, hopefully we'll see if we didn't have a mincha yet. The pasuk says, Lo'odia levnei ha'adam gvorosav, u'chvod hadar malchusav. Pashup shad is, you should give a Kadosh Baruch, you should see a person should be thankful to Kadosh Baruch Hu about his gvorosav, about his greatness, uchvod adar malchuso, and his honor should and his splendor and his kingdom. Says the Lechavitcher Rebbe, and it's a very Hasidic shir tonight. Avodah Yisrael, a lot of Hasidic svarim today. Says the Lechavitcher, quoted by Rabbi Lezer Gelzer, it's not talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Lahodia, who should you tell? Levenei ha'adam gvorosav. You know whose gvoros you should tell you who? Not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, yourself. Lahodia levenei ha'adam gvorosav. A person should tell himself about his own gvurosav, about his own greatness. A person should never think, obviously you're going to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu greatness, but there shouldn't be a day where you don't think, hey, what did I do good today? What can I be able to grow? But there shouldn't be a day that I don't think about something good that I did. And if a person lives his life, not in an arrogant way, but in a self-confident way, I think it'll be a very, very big message of Mechias HaMalik, Ez Hashem, in our own lives. And we will be zocha to have the ultimate perm in Yishlam Yer Kodesh. Have a beautiful Shabbat Shalom.